across the bed. I felt her touch, but it was only in my head. I've been half crazy since she's been gone. She says she's got some things to work out on her own. So I'll give her the time she needs and hope one day her heart will lead her back to me. Love will bring her around, that's my only prayer. Love will bring her around when she's lost somewhere out there. When she sees what she's looking for, something she's already found.
Love will bring her around.
Love came easy, we fell too fast. She wasn't ready for the hard times we had. But wherever she goes now, she will see the best things in life are not always free. One night suddenly she'll burn for my kiss. Her eyes will open and she'll come out of this. Come back, love will bring her around. That's my own. She'll be there when she sees that what she's looking for is something she's already found.
Love will bring her around.
Love will bring her around.
Love will bring her around.
Love will bring her
everyone, and welcome to High School Sports on WRCO-FM 100.9. Tonight's featured broadcast has Black River Falls traveling to Richland Center for area boys basketball. The varsity game is coming up here following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show from WRCO Radio Sports.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
There's boys and girls basketball tonight at Ithaca. The Bulldogs are playing host to Brookwood. Other girls games, River Valley is home against Argyle Pecatonica and Westby at GET, Platteville at Mount Horeb, East Dubuque at Potosi Cassville, Mineral Point at Belleville, and Wisconsin Heights at Poinette. It's a rather busy boys basketball schedule for tonight. Darlington at New Glarus, Judah at Barneveld, Potosi at Belmont, Luther at Cashton, Benton travels to River Ridge, Cassville at Highland, Dodgeville at Viroqua, New Lisbon at Tri-County, Winnewick Center at Pittsville, Riverdale at Weston, and Black River Falls travels to Richland Center. A game coming up tonight on WRCO-FM. Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
That carpet in your home can trap many allergens from dust to pets, but you love carpet. All American Do It Center has your solution with Air-O, a hypoallergenic carpet from Mohawk. Air-O by Mohawk is not only easy to clean, but its fibers don't absorb moisture, preventing the growth of allergens and microbes. Clean air living with soft flooring your family can enjoy. Air-O carpet from Mohawk at AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American. C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Richland Center boys coach Brian Poles joins us. Brian, a couple of losses over the weekend, I know, that were tough. Was there a common denominator in both of those?
Well, I think two very different games, two different opponents. You know, Friday's game, it was obviously a close contest. We got out to that lead early in the second half, and then I think we saw some fatigue for us set in. Give Dodgeville credit. They were able to chip away and get back into the game. And then, you know, it's so big coming down the stretch to get over the hump to be able to play out in front. And so they had that four-point lead. We cut it to two. We couldn't get that thing tied, which I think would have changed the dynamics. And then, you know, we got in a little foul trouble having Westfall out there with about 4 minutes, really kind of changed offensively. You know, we rely on him to do quite a bit. Our guys, you know, did best we could. We did make a few shots, but they made their free throws. And so, you know, disappointing that we couldn't get that one. That was a really quite competitive game. And then, you know, Saturday night, Lodi's a great team. We knew that coming in. They're one of the best teams in our area. Got a couple of really good individual players, and they shot the ball extremely well that first half. They hit 10 three-pointers, and, you know, many of them were not just, you know, wide open. They're well defended. So we knew going in it was going to be a really tough game. To our credit, I thought we showed some good resiliency. We made a run there at the end of the half, and, you know, Jaden making that, he made a half-court shot was really kind of exciting. That propelled us to a better second half. We couldn't quite get it to, you know, where it was around 10. I think we got it to 13, 14 at one point. But good experience playing a really, really good team, talented on the perimeter. I thought Brady Dosh had a great day, great game defending their best player, holding him well below his season average. So still some things we can take away on the positive side. And, you know, we go into a game tonight, get another opportunity to kind of wash that away and then get ready for a big conference game later this week.
All right, sounds good. We'll have more from Brian in a moment here on the pregame show.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Brian Pohl's our guest on WRCO's pregame show. So what do you know about tonight's opponent, Black River Falls?
Well, Black River is going through a transition. They have a new coach, actually Jack Taylor, to some who really followed small college basketball a few years ago. Jack Taylor was he's from Black River Falls, played at Grinnell College in Iowa, was one of the best scorers in all of college history, scored over 100 points in a game. So he's back home coaching his alma mater at Black River Falls in his first year, and he's going through some growing pains with their group. Record-wise, I think they're 2-11 coming in, so struggling. But it's a team that, you know, we know can play because, you know, we're going to have a common opponent. They beat Westby already. We have Westby coming up on our schedule. So, you know, as far as how we match up, you know, we're going to have a size advantage. We've said that a number of times with our size. That tends to be the case. But we're really going to have to take advantage of that tonight. I think for us, it's going to be interesting how we come off of these two straight games. Playing three in a row is pretty unusual with no practice time in between. So it's going to be interesting from that standpoint. Good learning experience for us from that standpoint, too, to be able to play through some of these bumps that we've had over the last couple of days.
Who shot more three-pointers in high school, Jack or you?
Oh, man, for sure him. For sure Jack. Man, he could fill it up. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal player. I shot my fair share, but, boy, the volume he put up, I can't compare to that.
Well, let's look at your team a little bit. I know you've been kind of gradually getting back there. Are you going to be any healthier on a Monday night?
I think that is getting better. You know, last week was so rough. The last 2 weeks have just been tough. And it seems like it's been pretty indiscriminate. Everybody's been affected. We have a few kids that are just kind of getting on the tail end of it, a few others that hopefully are a few days past it. So I'm looking forward to having you know, our regular complement and being in the shape that I know we can be in when we're healthy.
Right, and I think, you know, the outside scoring around the perimeter, you've struggled a little bit in that lately. I know you like that inside-outside game, but the outside has to be there, doesn't it?
Yeah, and for us, we've talked about just our it really comes down to shot selection for us, playing inside first and then taking those threes outside. We're not the type of team that's built to do that the other way around. We're going to look to see if we can get in the paint. You know, Jaden Shep has really made some strides this year. Percentage-wise, he had a nice game against Lodi shooting from the outside. And really, for him, we talked about it does come down to that shot selection. When he has his feet set, when he gets that pass, whether it's ball reversal or from the paint, his percentage is so much better. And he's getting better at that. It's fun to watch him on a nightly basis start to slowly figure out those little things. I'm looking forward to his continued improvement. But you're right. We need to have that consistency. It's a big part of the game. It's a game changer. So for us to get more consistent, we really need that in the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season.
Sounds good, Brian. Good luck tonight against Black River Falls.
Thank you, Phil.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Richland Center High School, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Richland Center hosting the Tigers of Black River Falls. BRF comes in with a record of 2-11. Richland Center at 7-8 overall. Hornets hoping to bounce back after a couple of tough losses, but a total of three games in 4 days here for the Hornets as they open up tonight and against a tough opponent. Again, the record is a little deceiving. This team has been close in a lot of games. And when I left Coach Brian Poles just a little bit ago, he said, I hope we have our running shoes on tonight, because he's expecting that Black River Falls will try to go up-tempo a little bit. And it is certainly a contrast of styles as we look at this and this matchup tonight between the Hornets and the Tigers. The earlier game, Black River Falls winning by a score of 50-45 in the junior varsity or JV1 contest. It was a good heated battle throughout the course of the night. The Hornets had a chance to get a win in that one late in the game, but couldn't get a couple of shots to fall, and Black River Falls able to get key shots and a couple of free throws that put it up by 5 at the end of the game. We had a chance to chat a little bit with Black River Falls head coach, Jack Taylor. Ryan Poles talked about him a little bit, prolific scorer at his college, Grinnell University, and made national news many years ago, not many years ago, about 10 years ago or so, but had a nice chat with him, and he told me he'd like to start seeing his team do that, pretty much put it up at random, right as soon as you cross half court, pretty much be looking for the shot within the next 4 or 5 seconds after crossing half court. Right now it is time for tonight's national anthem. We'll introduce you to the teams that will tip it off in just a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny the Wannabe Baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Kirstie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Kirstie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Kirstie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Starting for the Hornets tonight, number 1, Jaden Schemp. Number 3, Brady Dosh. Number 4, Garrison Weiss. 42, Liam Fingerson. And 44, Wes Bosworth. On the other side, for Black River Falls, Braylon Backus, number 1. Cecil Lopez, number 3. Nolan Beam, he is number 11. Number 12 is Noah Larkin. And number 13 is Archer Grant. This Black River Falls team, not a lot of height. Tallest player is 6'1", compared to the Hornets and their big height. But again, a contrast of styles tonight. Ball is at the center of the court. The tip is up and controlled by the Hornets. We're underway. A flip to Bosworth from Fingerson, and it is a score. 5 seconds into the ball game, the Hornets take the 2-0 lead. BRF with a basketball. Cecil Lopez at the top of the circle. Moves to the left, feeds it off to the free throw line. Turning in is Grant. Grant looking low, nothing, throws it right side. Lopez for a long one on the way, in it, no good. bounced over the backboard and out of bounds. Richland Center basketball. No backcourt pressure from the Tigers as they back off. They are a member of the Cooley Conference. West Salem, one of the top teams there and in the state. Bass comes down low to Fingerson. He leans in and up and with a shot, no good. Gets his own miss. Feeds Dosh. Brady scores. 4-0 Richland Center. Good start to the game for the Hornets. Good teamwork. And the rebounding, which kind of eluded them in the Dodgeville game. Tigers setting it up on the right side. Back is for a three on the way. No good. Rebound down low by Weiss. Garrison takes it out now to Wes Bosworth. And the Hornets set up the offense. Bosworth on the right side. Hands off now to Shep. Jaden goes low. Picked off now by Beam. He'll drive. He'll score. Black River Falls on the board. It is 4-2. Black River Falls has a couple of fairly prolific scorers. Backus averaging 24 a ball game. Wes Bosworth moving it to the left side. Back to the near side. Dosh slashes low. Scores. And he's fouled. So he'll go to the free throw line on the first foul of the game. Brady Dosh with 4 quick points. And heading to the line now for the shots. Foul is called on Noah Larkin. This one in the air, and that one is good. Brady Dosh with 5 early points. It is 7-2 Hornets. Tigers with the basketball, setting it up. Lopez meets the ball, drives to the right side. Looks inside, nothing. Hands off now to Larkin. Larkin kicks it out. Deep three on the way, and that is good. Number one, Braylon Backus with his first basket of the night. We've heard about him, and there he is with a good shot from the top of the key. 7-5, Hornets by 2. Jaden Shep across the timeline. Throws to Dosh. Brady, quick move left side. Now backs off with a dribble. Back to Weiss. Near side, Jaden Shep for a three. He got it. Both teams coming out scoring tonight. 10-5, Richland Center. Black River Falls with a basketball. They're also black and orange. There's a pass to the baseline. Back into the corner is Grant. He'll drive. He'll score. Archer Grant with the basket. That makes it 10-7. Hornets push it up. The timeline is going to be not really existing tonight. That one is knocked away. There's the Tigers getting a steal. And Backus leads in and scores with the left hand on the layup at the other end. That'll make it 10-9. Good defense by the Tigers. Shep takes it opposite the screen, drives down low, wide open, lays it in good with a left hand. Jaden Shep with 5 early points. 12-9 Richland Center. Hornets back on the defense. Tigers setting it up. Beam with the basketball. Drives to the right side, fakes the handoff. Now gives it back to Grant. Grant near the top of the circle, moves to the left side. Hands off to Backus. Backus, crossover dribble, gives it back to Larkin. Larkin on the inside, feeds it back out to Beam. Beam drives low, now kicks it out. Three on the way from the wing, no good for Lopez. Lopez gets his own rebound, tapped it off to the right corner, and now outside again. They're going to kick it out to the corner. It's going to be held by Beam. Back to the top of the circle, Grant. 12-9, Hornets leading, 14.5 remaining here in the first half. Area boys basketball on a Monday night. Lopez moves back toward the top of the circle. Crossover dribble. Fires it off to Backus. Backus will drive. Shot on the way won't go. Rebound by Mr. Bosworth. Not the Mr. Bosworth, but Wes Bosworth, the senior. Ball goes inside to Liam Fingerson. Backdoor, Gary Weiss goes up. Shot blocked. Foul called. And the Hornets will go to the free throw line. So Garrison Weiss with his first chance to score on the second foul against the Tigers tonight. This one is on number 11, Nolan Beam. This one in the air, and it is good for Garrison Weiss. His first point of the night. That makes it 13-9. Second throw forthcoming. Hornets have not used a substitute yet tonight. Weiss with a free throw. That one is long. And the rebound pulled down by Beam. So Black River takes it the other way across the timeline. On the dribble drive, Beam goes to the right side, directing traffic, looking for something down low. Hornets matching up man-to-man. Pass goes to Backus. He's driving in against Dosh and called for traveling. Great defense by Brady Dosh. And the ball goes back to the Hornets. Brady does a good job of just making sure that he's there. Hard for anybody to get by him as fast as he can move. But that time kind of held his ground, forced the travel. And the Hornets have the basketball. Here is Sheff driving. Jade into the corner. Dosh for three. On the way, no good. Put back up and no good by Fingerson. Rebound by the Tigers. Blackmore falls with the ball. Beam will bring it across the half-court line. 13 and a half to play, first half. Pass left side, Lopez. Lopez to the lane. Right side, Grant. Archer guarded closely. Brings it back to Backus near the half-court line. Leads it back to Beam. And now Backus setting up. Drives down low. Good defense by the Hornets. Tigers kick it back out. Lopez down the left wing. Drives down low. Goes in. Shot swatted, but a foul called on the Hornets. This will be called on number one, Jaden Shep. Garrison Weiss may have had a clean block on it, but the foul came before the block. So going to the free throw line. Black River Falls with its first free throw tonight, and that one is good. That'll make it 13-10. I remember when Coach Jack Taylor was playing at Grinnell University in Iowa, and all of those points were coming, and they were reporting on it every night, you know, that they were scoring so many. But him to have over 100 points in a game was something that made the national news. I remember reading about it. And he told me they want to get into that style eventually. You really got to get some shooters if you're just going to shoot and not really worry about rebounds. And that's kind of the run-and-gun game that he'd like to get to. 13-11 the score. After a couple of free throws, Bosworth at the other end with a chance. Sound of the way, no good. Weiss with a rebound. Hook shot up and good. Garrison Weiss with 3 points, and the Hornets lead 15-11. Tiger basketball. Lopez hands off to Backus. Backus, free throw line left. Backs off. Left wing, three on the way, no good. Fought for in the area of the corner. That's taken by Brady Dosh. And Brady will walk it across the timeline, across the Hornet emblem at center circle. Moves to the right side. Bosworth, right wing. Looks to the inside. Drives to the baseline, down deep. Tight ropes, throws to Dosh. Deep corner, three on the way, no good. Rebound by the Tigers. Backus is fouled by Garrison Weiss. That will be his first foul and the second on the Hornets. Into the game for Richland Center, number five, Trayton Shep. And for Black River Falls, Zayden Roseff, number two. Tigers, of course, would play Westby and Viroqua in conference games. 2 wins on the year, and they've been close in a lot of games. They're going to be a tough out. And they're one of those teams where they may not seed real high in the tournament, but one of those teams where, man, I don't know if I'd want to play them when there's nothing to lose, nothing on the line. You're a top seed. Three wing on the way. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound by the Tigers in the corner. Backus takes a three. It's on the way and no good. What for? Rebound pulled down by the Tigers. They'll kick it out. On a drive, here's Backus in the lane. Shot won't go. Gets his own rebound. Goes back in the crowd. Shot no good. Rebound by Jaden Shep. Hornets bringing it. Three on three. Bosworth up and good with a left hand. Hornets leading the charge down deep to the big guy, Wes Bosworth. That makes it 17-11. Hornets by six. Beam shoots a three. It's good. Nolan Beam with the triple. That makes it 17-14. Richland Center with the basketball now. We have 11 minutes remaining in the first half of area boys basketball. Jaden Shep accelerates in the lane. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound tipped out. Picked up by Weiss. And now Brady Dosh. Dosh to the near side. Jaden Shep with a dribble drive. Right side wide open. Shot up no good. He's fouled on the way in. Foul is called to number 11, Nolan Beam. That will be his second. Into the game, Mason Myman for the Tigers. Hornet lineup stays the same. Wes Bosworth, the inbounder from the baseline. Looks to bring it in play and does. Shep from the corner, three on the way, in and out. Foot four, rebound by Black River Falls. Myman takes it up the sideline, Roseth. Roseth down low, nowhere to go. They'll kick it back to the corner. Roseth shot on the way for three, in and out, and in. So we are tied just like that, 17 apiece in area boys basketball. Shep to Shep, Trayton down low to Bosworth. Backing in from the low block, tough shot, good, and he's fouled. Wes Bosworth now with 6 points. Foul is called at number 20, Will Settlebauer, who also just came to the ball game. That's the fourth foul on the Tigers. 10:21 remaining, first half, Hornets by two, and they can take it by three. Bosworth at the line, free throw on the rim, and it walks out. Boy, almost down. Rebounded by the Tigers. Hornets by two. Black River Falls with Beam on the left wing. Traveling called as he took the ball. Going to say that he changed pivot feet into the game for the Tigers. Archer Grant, one of the original starters. Hornets with Shep and Shep and Dosh and Weiss and Bosworth. Ball comes across the timeline for Jaden Shep. Bosworth meets it on the left wing. Ball knocked away. West picks it up, drives down deep, kicks it across to the corner. Jaden Shep for three. It is good. Hornets go up 22-17. Ball on the right side. Here's a jumper on the way. No good for 2 points for Black River. Picked up now by the Hornets. And now it's going to be Jaden Shep firing his way down deep. Tough shot, no good. Bosworth with the rebound, throws it inside. Dow shot, no good. Garrison Weiss, reverse lay-in, no good. Tipped around and then tipped out of bounds and along to Black River Falls. Into the game for Richland Center, Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Kaizen replacing Garrison Weiss. 9:32 remaining, first half. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. An update on the Hornet wrestling team. They're busy this week. Across the timeline, it will be the Tigers setting it up to Myman. Myman at the point. Backs up toward half court. Drives to the right side. Gives it back to Grant. Grant on the left side. Beam looking in. Uses the dribble. Backs up toward the half court line. Now makes a move. Free throw line left. Down to the corner. Held up by Rosef. Rosef. Now Beam. Beam on a dribble drive down deep, got loose and scores. Nolan Beam starting out well here for the Tigers. It's 22-19. Richland Center basketball. Trayton Shep in the corner, drives corner, fires it back to Bosworth. West plows some snow, goes up and no, it won't go. And the rebound tipped around and out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. It will be Richland Center basketball. Into the game, number three, Cecil Lopez coming out. Zayden Rosef. And the inbounder is Wes Bosworth. Wes looking, fires it into Dosh. Dosh slices and dices, shot won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Archer Grant. Ball comes up across the timeline. Top of the circle, Beam. Left side, three try. Tigers on the rim, and it walks over the backboard, not a bound. Richland Center basketball. Hornets will host Platteville and get back to conference action on Thursday night. We'll be here for that one. We've got some great games lined up this week. Tomorrow night, a good old-fashioned North Crawford-Ithaca boys game. They played overtime earlier this year. They played three times last year, and all games were extremely close and competitive. I think two of them may have been overtime last year. Hornets lose the ball on the baseline. It'll go back to the Tigers. Ithaca defeating North Crawford in the regional semifinal last year at North Crawford in a very spirited game. Beam takes it right side, drops it down to Backus. Backus backing in. Tough shot, won't go. Tough blast by the Hornets. It'll be Tiger basketball along the baseline. Nolan Beam will be the inbounder. Beam looking to inbound it, does. Fires it into Backus. He'll shoot, and he's fouled on the shot. Missed it. He'll go to the free throw line. Number is number three, Brady Dosh, and that's his first foul. Third Richland Center foul as well. So Braylon Backus, 6-foot sophomore guard at the line. Free throw is no good. Coming into the game, Liam Fingerson for Richland Center. Replacing Brady Dosh. Second free throw now for Backus. It's in the air, and it is good. That'll make it 22-20. Richland Center by a pair of points. 7:55 remaining. First half action here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Pass goes to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth looking to the inside. Uses the pivot. Gives it off to the near side. Jaden Sheff behind the back dribble. Throws it. Knocked away. Picked up on the right side by the Hornets. And Trayton Sheff runs up into the stands. And he is all right. The ball is going to go back to Black River Falls. Now Trayton went up and said hello to some of the fans here tonight. It'll come back now to the Tigers. Pass in play, and the Tigers set it up. Lopez hands off now to Backus. Backus drives right side. Nothing there. Drives back. Give it out to Grant. And again, the Tigers pulled it way out. 7:20 to play in the first half. Ball goes down to the corner. Held up by Lopez. Lopez dribble drive. Fires it back down to Beam. Beam to Lopez. Backs off toward half court. Now in a drive, moves to the left side, down to the baseline, scoops it up, no, but a foul called on the Hornets. Foul is going to be marked on number 10, Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Good to see some old buddies here tonight, Mr. Ken Feed. He never stops with trivia. He gave me a whole sheet of things that he thinks would make good questions. Trouble is he's not eligible to win if I ask those on the radio. Free throw is good by Lopez. And Black River is within 1 point, 22-21. Second free throw now for Lopez. This one in the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Hornets. Liam Fingerson, and a timeout taken. So the Hornets will use a timeout. We have just over 7 minutes remaining here in the first half. Hornets by one, 22-21 on WRCO Radio Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Other scores on the Philly flip phone. Ithaca girls get the win over Brookwood, 51-15. Platteville, 60. Mount Horeb, 40 in girls basketball. How about this one? Weston, 100. Riverdale, 83 in boys basketball tonight. Wow, that was a shootout. Here in Richland Center, Hornets lead by one, 22-21. Schwitzenberg on the left wing. Back to Liam. Back into the inside. Schwitzenberg shot, no good. Rebound by Beam, and the Black River Falls Tigers take it back the other way. Beam with a crossover, throws it now to Grant on the deep baseline. Drives lane, call for traveling. Hornets will get it back. Tigers will fall back on the defensive side. Pass comes in play. The Shep brothers in the backcourt. Black River Falls in a man-to-man defense. Jaden across half court. Throws it to Trayton. Trayton on a drive. Back it goes. Top of the circle. Bosworth now Trayton. Trayton drives baseline, backs in, call for traveling. Both teams getting the turnover bug tonight. That's better than what's been going around the teams, though. My goodness. You think eventually you're going to get over the hump here in terms of all the sickness that's been going around all the teams. Winter sports, but it seems like this is the second wave. Ball goes right side, back as for a deep three. He got it, showing why he's 24-point-a-game sophomore. 24-22, Tigers take the lead. Jaden Sheff across half court. Off a screen to the right side. Bosworth, top of the circle. West brings it back to Jaden. Jaden throws it to Fingerson. Liam, back door. West Bosworth catches. Shot, no. Foul, yes. He'll go to the free throw line. So they'll mark that off on the Tigers, their fifth foul. And going to the line, Wes Bosworth. That is on Noah Larkin, his second. The Hornets really were hurting when Wes Bosworth went out with five fouls in the Dodgeville game the other night. He was having a really good game, just about every aspect of the contest. Misses the first free throw. Royal leading Black River Falls in girls basketball, 31-26 tonight. Baroqua boys leading Dodgeville, 39-33. That's in the first half. And Highland boys leading Cassville, 44-25. Free throw missed by the Hornets. They'll get it out. Kick out from Fingerson to Bosworth. Now back to Liam down low. Liam leans in. Back to Bosworth. West ball fake from the baseline. Drives back. Gives it now to Dosh. Top of the circle. It's Jaden Shep. Shep between the knees dribble. 5.5 to play in the first half. Scoops it off to Liam Fingerson. Down low, Brady Dosh. Dosh does not shoot. He's guarded closely. Brings it back out. Gives it to Liam Fingerson. Liam, free throw line left. Now he uses the dribble. Drive shot. Yes, foul call. Nice move. Created a shot that used every inch of the glass backboard. Foul is called on Nolan Beam, which will be his third. Going to the line, Liam Fingerson after his first basket. It's a plus one. We'll take the shot. This one in the air, and it is no good. Tyson Swiftenberg, good rebound. Kicks it out now. Dosh in the corner, drives, throws it across, and it hit him on the out-of-bounds line after it was tipped by Grant, and it will be Black River Falls basketball. Into the game for the Tigers, number two, Zayden Roseth. Richland Center lineup remains the same. Hornets have committed four fouls for Black River Falls. They have committed six, and unfortunately for them, three of them are on Nolan Beam. Ball goes to the right side. Cecil Lopez down to the baseline, leans in, creates a shot. It's off the rim. Rebound Swiftenberg. Up to the Hornets, Jaden Shep. Under 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Jaden crosses over. 15-foot hanger is good. Hornets lead it now 26-24. Black River Falls ball. They'll send it up now to Backus. Backus off a screen left. Swings it, through it high, and out of bounds. That's an unforced turnover. And Richland Center will get the ball back at the midcourt line. Into the game for Richland Center, Garrison Weiss. And Richland Center will put it in play. Potosi leading East Dubuque in girls basketball, 34-31. Belleville up on Mineral Point, 33-22. Second half, girls basketball. Pass comes in play, Jaden Shep. Back it comes to the corner. That's Brady Dosh. Dosh throws to Liam Fingerson. Got away from the defender, crashes inside, and is fouled on the play. That'll be the seventh on the Tigers. It's on Will Settlebauer. That is his second foul. Liam Fingerson goes to the line. 0 for 1 tonight from the stripe. Couple of dribbles, and this one in the air, and that one is good. Fingerson will get another. Hornets go up by a total of three, 27-24. Ithaca boys leading Brookwood, 28-19 first half. Free throw is up, tipped, no good. Tipped right off the rim, and the rebound by the Tigers. 27-24. Here's a long one for Backus. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound pulled down by Lopez. He goes back in. Missed the shot. Rebound by Wes Bosworth. Wes up ahead. Taking it across the timeline to the corner. Jaden Shep. Wes Bosworth. Top of the circle. Right side, Brady Dosh. Dosh, free throw line left. Shep, free throw line left. On the right side, gives to Bosworth. Down low. Shot on the way and good. Wes Bosworth. From down low, 29-24. Here's Black River pushing it up the floor. They'll kick it out to the three-point line. That one is good. Three-pointer by Cecil Lopez. And, man, it's hard to keep the running score here tonight. 29-27, Richland Center. Jaden Shep at the free throw line. Backs off. Fires now to Fingerson. Liam crashes low. It's knocked loose. Picked up by the Tigers. And he'll take it back the other way. Now tip loose by Jaden Shep. Loose in the corner. But he stepped out of bounds. It will come back to the Tigers. pretty good crowd on hand, especially the student section on this, a very chilly Monday with the wind, right? Well, we get up to 40 degrees, though, today. Here's the three try on the way for the lead. It's no good from Black River Falls. Dosh had it, ripped away now by Settlebauer. Back to the corner, back as shot is short. Rebound Bosworth. Hornets off to the races. Bosworth all the way down deep, scores with a left hand. And the Hornets go up 31-27. Across the timeline, it is set up for Backus. Shot on the way with a hook shot on the lane, no good. Gets his own miss. Drives from the corner. Fires out top of the key. Three on the way for Black River, no good. Rebound pulled down by Brady Dosh. And the ball goes back the other way. Bosworth hammers it home, two fingers, and he spakes him up, and then he's fouled. Black River Falls went over the top of Liam Fingerson, and a foul is called. Foul is down number one, Braylon Backus. That is his first. Good to see some of the students from Argentina here. They'll be on the morning show coming up on Thursday. Good group. Kathy Fry coordinating that. And I believe there are 10 Argentinian students here for this month. They'll be going home fairly soon. But very good group. Free throw is on the way, and that is good for Liam Fingerson. That makes it 32-27. Hornets by five. Their biggest lead tonight has been six. This one up, and it is short, and the rebound by the Tigers. Ball comes to the left side. Backus drives to the paint. It's knocked away, keeps the dribble, fires a high pass. Tigers being a little bit kind of lackadaisical with the ball right now. Going to try to get it inside. There's a pass back door. That's a nice pass. The shot won't go, though. Put back up, and that one is no good as well, and Bosworth gets the rebound. Rosef missed it at close range. Outlet for Jaden Shep. Jaden into the front court. Looks low. 2:08 remaining in the first half. Jaden whips it over down to the near side, and Brady Dosh. Dosh back to Gary Weiss. Left side, Shep throws it down low. Tipped by the Tigers and out of bounds. Into the game for the Tigers, number 13, Archer Grant. For the Hornets, number 12, Cutler Palmer. Seeing his first action. And the Tigers get back into a 2-3 zone. Wes Bosworth inbounds for Richland Center. Bosworth looking, launches it in. Caught by Weiss. Gary goes over to the left side and Brady Dosh. Dosh, nothing. Right side it goes to Palmer. Cutler uses the dribble. Now needs some help. Tries to throw it inside. Knock loose into the backcourt. Picked up by Jaden Shep. And the Hornets attack again. Jaden, free throw line left. Throws it into a crowd. Knocked away and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Tigers. So we'll come back to Black River at their bench area. The Hornets fall back on defense. Richland Center with a 5-point lead here in the game. Backus at the top of the key as he drives across the timeline. Dosh has done a good job on him defensively. On a drive, Backus, left side, Lopez down to the corner. Three on the way, good. For Black River Falls, number two, Zayden Rosef with his first basket. 32-30, RC by two. 1:15 remaining in the half. Palmer catches it on the wing. Cutler drives, gives it over to Jaden on the right side. Back to West. Bosworth, three on the way, no good. Rebound, Gary Weiss. Gary driving in, down to the baseline, nothing. Flips it back now to Jaden Shep. Shep, free throw line, right, backs off. Under a minute remaining in the first half. Hornets trying to add to that 2-point lead. Dosh drives, shot short, put back up, no good. Rebound by the Tigers. Well, Brady Dosh had a couple of pretty good looks. It just wouldn't go. And Rosef across the half-court line with 40 seconds remaining in the half. Back to Grant. And now Backus directing traffic. Hornets in the man-to-man. Dosh going for the steal. Backus gets around him. Drives to the baseline. There's a kick. Three on the way. It is no good. Rebound Brady Dosh. Dosh off and going, running, shot on the way, no good. Rebound Rosef of the Tigers, 21 seconds. Outlet pass now for Lopez. And I think Coach Taylor is saying, work for a good one. Here at the end of the half, 12 seconds. Tigers and Hornets will catch their breath at halftime. Backus between the knees dribble, 5-4. Drives in for a two, knocked away, picked up by Weiss. Up ahead to Dosh, here's a shot at the buzzer, no good. They got one off right at the top of the key, Certainly not a set shot. He had to just kind of turn and flip it. But the Hornets did get a look at the end. Boy, both teams appear maybe a little winded at halftime. It's been back and forth. 32-30 is the score. Richland Center leading the Tigers at the break. Area boys basketball for you. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll take a look at the first half stats and a look at area scores as well. All a part of halftime tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center wrestling team is getting set for a dual meet action coming up tomorrow night, Friday night, and this weekend at Cashton, so they will stay busy. I talked to head coach Silas Coleman about getting used to the new scoring for this season in high school wrestling and how he has adjusted.
I was actually really surprised by how quickly I was able to get used to that. I thought for sure that I'd still be yelling for two-point takedowns, which I know I've done that once or twice this year, but that's been a pretty easy changeover, and I think it was actually a really positive thing for the sport. There's a lot more scoring now. I think there's a lot more action in their matches.
And I would think that might be a more of a fan favorite too, right?
Yeah, for sure, right? I don't think anybody wants to watch matches where there's, you know, low-scoring affairs. They like to watch those tight matches, but I think they also like to see matches where wrestlers able to go back and forth, and there's a lot of scoring going on.
Well, let's talk about that quad next week at Riverdale. This is a good opportunity to see some local teams, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. We are good to see Ithaca West and obviously Riverdale, and then Hillsboro. I don't think we've seen Hillsboro for quite a while now at this point, and Ithaca, we only seen them recently at their tournament. Otherwise, it's been a while. So it'd be nice to wrestle those local teams and have some good competition as well.
At the Ithaca Western tournament, you had some guys that did well that day, didn't you?
Yeah, we had some guys that actually overall, I'd say the team wrestled really well there. From Thursday night to Saturday night, the change in their wrestling and their aggressiveness, everything was really impressive to me. I remember telling my wife when I got home that I was just really impressed overall as a team with how they wrestled. But yeah, we had some wrestlers placed there and wrestlers that were able to, you know, get some matches against kids they wrestled earlier in the year, and they may not have won, but they were much closer matches. So overall, I was really happy.
That's Coach Silas Coleman of the Richland Center wrestling team, and I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
When your vehicle needs service, Arneson Service and Repair is the place to call. With parts backed by a nationwide warranty, they handle it all. From automotive repairs and tire sales to light and heavy-duty towing, plus farm equipment repairs, including hydraulic hoses. Need welding or metal fabricating? They've got you covered there, too. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300. Arneson Service and Repair, Rural Hill Point.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Richland Center leads Black River Falls at halftime by a score of 32-30. Let's look at first half scoring here for Richland Center. Wes Bosworth and Jaden Shep share scoring honors with 10 points apiece. 5 for Brady Dosh, 4 by Liam Fingerson, and Garrison Weiss with 3. On the way for Black River Falls, 10 points for Nolan Beam, 9 for Braylon Backus. Also 6 points by Cecil Lopez, 3 for Zayden Rosef, and 2 by Archer Grant. The Tigers have made 6 three-pointers. They are 4 of 5 from the line. Richland Center has made 2 three-pointers, and this has been something that has hurt them in the first half, 4 of 12 from the free throw line. Again, the Tigers get the win in JV ball tonight, 50-45. And now the Philly flip phone tonight. So let's see. We can tell you that Ithaca boys lead Brookwood 30-19 at halftime. Highland up on Cassville 74-37. Mount Horeb boys leading Platteville 49-21. Wow. Platteville certainly a strong team from the Southwest, but I know Mount Horeb is top-rated in their division, so they are taking it to the Hillman so far tonight. GET with the girls leading Westby 28-21. That is in the second half. Earlier this evening, the Ithaca girls got a win against Brookwood. The Bulldog girls knocking that one down earlier tonight by a score of 51-15. The Platteville girls beat Mount Horeb 60-40. And Weston over Riverdale 100-83. Some stats in that game. Garrett Jennings with 31 for Weston.